fuel to get your heating and lighting costs down. We discussed that after 1 o'clock in Your Money and Your Life. Now, they may only have been a few feet apart, but the gulf between Chris Hume, the former energy secretary, and his ex-wife Vicky Price was palpable yesterday in court. During the six-minute hearing, the pair completely blanked one another and avoided all eye contact. You might have seen the courtroom artist's sketch. At first, they refused to sit and enter the somewhat snug dock, choosing instead to sit on either side of the courtroom. But then the magistrate ordered them both into the glass-panelled box. In they went, but they were still managing to keep three empty seats between them. It sounds like the atmosphere was cold enough to bring on a new ice age. Both are charged with perverting the course of justice over allegations that Vicky Price took Mr. Hume's speeding points on her own licence 9 years ago. Both deny the charges against them. The court must decide if they are guilty, but one thing cannot be refuted. There is still a lot of anger between them. How would you cope with an excruciating situation like that? Maybe you've been in one. Maybe you can't stand your ex and there's nothing you can do to get over your feelings. What is it like on the occasions when you have to be together? Those family weddings or children's parties when there is nowhere to hide from each other. I'm joined by Adele Theron, who works with people who are struggling to come to terms with acrimonious splits. And they can turn very nasty, Adele, can't they?
They absolutely can, Jeremy.
And people talk about, often, oh, after the split with my wife, my husband, we're closer than ever. But I guess the ones who don't mention it are the ones where that's not the case.
Yeah, and actually, in those cases are actually more common than we can even imagine. To have a really friendly split is rather uncommon, actually.
And what is the normal reason for hatred developing?
I think if there is a shock, you know, the relationship ended and it wasn't expected, and one spouse is left in a position where they feel humiliated or particularly depressed about it. Another reason is when there's been an affair, there's absolutely a key reason for that kind of anger and hatred to build up. And I've seen it happen as well when there's just been a lot of sadness and resignation build up over time, and then, you know, one or the other party might feel they've just wasted a lot of time in the relationship and there'd be resentment built up over that.
And you get to a situation like we saw from the courtroom artist in the Hume case yesterday where, I mean, they wouldn't even want to sit parallel. Mr. Hume was facing off to the left.
Yeah, I think this is not uncommon. I mean, particularly if they haven't really communicated much since they split. I mean, I don't know the details of, you know, how exactly they broke up in terms of, did they communicate? Have they had a bit of a row with each other? Have they chatted? And if there hasn't been a lot of communication, that kind of awkwardness leads to this sort of frozen body language.
Now, when does the frozen body language and the loathing become a problem?
Well, it becomes a problem when there isn't any outlet to actually process the anger. And unfortunately, in today's society, it's not very condoned to be processing one's anger. You know, you're supposed to intellectualize it, you're supposed to move on, you're supposed to be friends, you're supposed to get over it and be emotionally intelligent. So I don't think there's a lot of cognizance taken of people needing the time to actually just vent or release this anger in a healthy way. And then, you know, all one can do is just kind of sit there and almost stomach that anger as it bubbles underneath the surface.
And you've got a particular technique using ice.
Yes. Well, in my program, we have day nine is a great release of pent-up emotional anger. So with the woman, we have, they take out 6 or 7 bags of ice, and you go and find a real clear area somewhere outside or in an isolated turf, and you put the bags of ice down, and you write some really angry thoughts and feelings and expressions onto a pieces of card, and you place the pieces of card all over the bags of ice. And then you take a big baseball bat and you lay into this massive mound of ice with everything you've got for a good solid 2 hours until you're absolutely exhausted. And that really just is a good way, certainly for the woman, to release anger. And for the men, a bit more physical, you know, anger is, you know, often there, and they need something a bit harder than ice. So chopping wood or, you know, laying into a massive beanbag with a big hockey stick or something. But you've got to actually get your the physicality out. You've got to express that anger in your physical body. Otherwise, the emotion doesn't actually have an outlet.
When you say they have to put cards on the ice, the cards represent things that they're angry about. Is that right?
Yeah, they'll actually write on these cards all the different things that they're angry about all different aspects of the relationship, and maybe even how the divorce or the split happened, what they were angry about, even with people around them, and how what their responses were, and you know, anything about the situation needs to be written down so that it is expressed. And then as they're hitting the ice or the wood, they are shouting or screaming or articulating whatever was actually written on that card.
And this doesn't take place in your reception area, clearly.
No.
As you said, outside. But I mean, it's no one's ever been injured doing it or anything.
No, no one's been injured quite yet. But I think, you know, you definitely want to be in an isolated area. You don't want somebody to drag you away for concern of mental happiness.
So, does that work?
Yeah, it really
does. Really? What, because when they remember the things they're angry about, they suddenly remember the baseball bat and the blocks of ice?
Well, the thing is, for people who, there are two or three of my clients that actually had to repeat that exercise twice because they hadn't expressed their anger and emotions, you know, for many years after the split. So there was so much pent-up aggression, and there was this kind of frozen body language every time they were near their ex, that there was just a lot to actually get out. So they needed two different separate occasions to actually just vent and do this ice or, you know, wood killing sort of exercise. And then it's kind of dissipated, because once the anger's released, you're kind of, all that tension in your body and the frozenness moves away, and you can actually then release the feelings that are underneath the anger, which is often sadness or fear or despair. Because anger is not always at the source of your emotions. It's one of the ones that kind of block what's underneath it.
And the reason you need to get rid of the loathing or hatred or anger is because I guess you may have children with your partner. You may need to be at a wedding together. You may even need to be in court with your ex-partner. And you've got to be able to at least look them in the face, yeah?
Yeah, it's certainly, you're quite right, Jeremy. You know, it's to be able to function, you know, happily in society, to have so much pent-up anger and aggression is going to have an impact, not only, as you say, on your kids and just on those around you, but on yourself. You know, pent-up anger and aggression can lead to a lot of health issues like, you know, irritable bowel syndrome, and you know, a lot of researchers found this, you know, some really, really bad illnesses have their sources in, you know, repressed emotions and premature aging. You know, sometimes I can walk into a room and I can just by scanning the room, I can see who are the people who have actually been through a really harrowing divorce and haven't actually processed their emotions, because you can actually see it on their face. The way their face might be contorting, or their kind of frozen body language as such.
God, this is fascinating. I mean, the whole of their life is then just visible on their face before they've opened their mouth.
Yep, we kind of call it the sort of divorce look. It's a bit of a scrunched up look.
Yeah, you can't reverse that, I'm assuming.
Well, unless you have a really good session with some ice or some wood.
Okay, well, that's hopeful anyway. Thank you, Adele. Really interesting.
Yeah.
And what do you, you work with people who struggle to come to terms with their splits, so you do that as a psychotherapist or what?
Well, I have a program that the book has actually just been released at Waterstones. It's a 21-day program for healing from divorce. It's called The Naked Divorce.
Yeah.
And people go through three stages during this program, and it actually is a structured, goal-orientated exercise to really focus on processing all those emotions so that you can kind of feel normal again and not have this kind of frozen experience whenever you see your ex.
All right, lovely to talk to you. All the best to you.
Fantastic. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Adele Theron. Therons are always South African, aren't they? Author of The Naked Divorce. Talk about how you get rid of the anger.